Women downplay their internet abilities. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm Art Hughes. Women underestimate their online skills more often than men do, even though they're just as competent, according to a new study. The study's author believes the perception could contribute to women avoiding jobs they're otherwise qualified to do. Northwestern University researcher Esther Hargitay measured a group of people's abilities to find information out on the web. She found, by and large, women could find the information as well as men could. Then she asked the same group to rate how they felt about their online abilities.
It was a 5-point scale, not presented as numbers, but it was, would you rate yourself as not at all skilled, not very skilled, fairly skilled, very skilled, or expert? And so there, the average for women was statistically significantly lower than the average for men, which is interesting given that their actual skills are similar. Also, it was interesting to note that not one of the women claimed that she was an expert, and not one of the men claimed that he was not at all skilled.
Would you call this a digital divide?
I call it more digital inequality, more like a second-level digital divide almost. So it's a similar idea, but the problem I've had with that term is that it's very binary. It makes it sound like there's one side and then there's the other side, and I see it more as a spectrum, and there are very different dimensions to it. So, for example, the very basic divide between men and women doesn't really exist anymore in the sense that women are at least as likely to be online, if not more, than men in the United States. But, again, what people do online and how much time they spend online, that certainly has the potential to contribute to inequalities.
What does it mean, then, for women to feel at least less able to access the Internet?
Well, I think the problem with this idea that women think that they're not as skilled is that it could have potential for even things like types of careers people pursue, right? So if they don't think they're that good at it, they're not going to pursue it, and then they're cutting themselves off from some very interesting, important careers, which is not just a loss for the women, but it's a loss for those fields that they're losing out on, potentially talented people. And then more as an everyday question, it could mean that women end up doing fewer things online if they don't think they're able to do certain things, even though if they actually decided to do it, they would be able to.
Do you think that this perception could be a reason women don't access the Internet more often?
Well, I think there are probably actually other reasons for why women might use it less, might spend less time online. I think it has a lot to do with things like child rearing and who does more of the housework, for example. It's interesting that when developers, for example, talk about products that they're coming out with that are made for the lesser skilled user, usually they will say something like, oh, this is so easy, even your mother can use it, or even your grandmother can use it. And it's rare that someone would say, oh, this is so easy, even your father can figure it out. And there's really no basis for the comments being gendered in that way, again, as my study shows, because the actual skills are quite similar.
Esther Hargitay, who along with Stephen Schaefer published a study on gender roles and the Internet in the June issue of Social Science Quarterly. This is Future Tense. I'm Art Hughes.